Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Chris, I do have to ask you because I think two things. One, I want to comment on the girls flag football.
Mm-hmm.
There's two weekends here that they're going to have games. There's 24 teams in this new flag football league. Ruby is my second oldest daughter, the president of the football club at Marion. They're going to be playing there, not this weekend, but next weekend. It is an unbelievable experience.
That's a cool program, isn't it?
It is.
And it's very neat.
I'm learning more about it. We'll have more in the coming weeks. But the Detroit Lions, Nike, and I think there's one other company that are fully funding this new league. And the Detroit Lions are hitting all the right buttons right now because they are bringing in the future fans and tapping into the female fan as well, making them in high school, and now mm-hmm. they're going to be fans forever. But I do want to ask you, because you sat down, and I think you may have hit the nail on the head for mm-hmm. the perfect store if you were going to live in it. What was it?
Well, I feel like I already live in Costco, but that's not my answer.
Right.
I thought the obvious answer, and I'm surprised no one said it, was IKEA. It's literally set up like a house.
Yeah. I mean, you have all the furniture. You have...
There's not just furniture. There's rooms.
Oh, yeah. You have rooms.
They're separated into their own setup rooms. You've got beds. You've got kitchens. You've got Swedish meatballs if you want to go.
They are tremendous.
Childcare? Free childcare? What are we doing here?
Yeah. I think you nailed it.
Cabela's?
Well, okay. That would be my personal... Yes. But they also have... They have beds. They have bedding. They have
everything.
They have everything. Yes,
everything. So, Heather has never been to an IKEA before.
I've never been to an IKEA. They have free childcare.
Oh man! Yeah. You just drop your brat off and go search for some TV trays.
Get lost for an hour and a half, and then find your way out.
And you do get lost. It's a maze.
I've never been.
Have you ever tried to find the shortcuts?
No. Yeah, you don't want to find the shortcuts. You want to be there forever.
I know, but the shortcuts just get you more lost.
Yeah, you just got to find a parking spot. That's the only problem.
Right. Heather, didn't you have a story like in the last few years where somebody got caught sleeping in IKEA in Canton?
Probably. It sounds familiar to
probably
me.
Probably me.
Yeah.
I love it.
Falar, comma, Chris. Yes. But man can't live on Swedish meatballs alone.
I beg to differ.
Okay, yeah, okay. I would too.
Okay, never mind. Too,
yes. It's a popular choice on the ticket text, 248-539-9797. It says IKEA, Swedish meatballs, and a new living room every night. Tony in Clio.
Yeah.
I got to go.
You won't like the Swedish meatballs. But it is. I can't believe I didn't think of that.
It
may be the perfect place. If you're going to live in a store, you have rooms, you have access to everything you would ever want, because you're building your home inside this home store, and you have a hot bar.
And again, this is coming up because a woman pulled this off. A mid-Michigan woman lived essentially in a grocery store, the sign above it, the Family Fair in Midland. Ticket text says Family Fair, it's kind of like the Kroger of the west side of the state. Great deli, cooked foods, good choice. Heather said Walmart, and she's been called out. Heather, isn't that a little bit white trashy for you? Why don't you step it up and go to Target?
I think Walmart has more to offer than Target does. My goodness. Could be a Target too, but in my head, Walmart's better.
Can you imagine Bridezilla living in a Walmart? It just, it doesn't feel congruent.
My goodness. My goodness.
With the unwashed head?
Yes. Just... The standards. God. How would you dare lower yourself to that?
So does a gas station count as a store?
If it's a,
I would say so.
It's got to be a pretty big gas station.
You don't
want
to live
in
they have that Bucky's station. Place. Oh, I've never been to Bucky's.
Bucky's is coming to Michigan. Man. When they put one at exit 69 out here, it's perfect. Place.
Oh, yeah. Bucky's on Big
no,
Beaver.
I've got one. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. Come on. But I mean, that it names itself.
Right. Bucky's All right, on so Big how about Bronner's?
What's Bronner's?
Christmas.
What?
What's Bronner's?
I'm done.
What? This segment
show's over.
I'm
done. I am done.
It's in Frankenmuth, as Stoney would say.
You don't know Bronner's. Do you put up a Christmas tree?
I do put up
Where
a Christmas
did you grow up?
In Livonia.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, 248-539-9797. Please introduce Jim Costa to the state of Michigan.
I mean, do you drive up north ever? Like, how do you not
I've never
know?
Been to Frankenmuth.
Listen, everybody goes to Frankenmuth.
It's one thing, all right? Stoney, all right? We all know Stoney talks about it, and he's Jewish.
Yes.
And so you would think, well, maybe he hasn't been to Bronner's. Like, why? Sure. What would the draw be?
They have Hanukkah, Chanukah stuff, don't they?
Yes, they sell a few menorahs.
So this is like a Christmas emporium. I'm looking it up right now.
Emporium?
It's all things Christmas.
I got to say, this is the first strike, Jim.
Boom! Boom!
Please,
yeah,
no!
Jim Costa with the first strike.
That's not fair. I'm appealing down
fair.
To first base.
What
to
is
ticket
Bronner's?
Checks.
You've never been to... You don't
never
even know
heard
what
of
Bronner's is?
You don't even know what it is.
Have you seen Up North Jesus? Have you been north of Flint?
Yes, I've been up. I've been to the UP. I've been to Mackinac.
Oh,
I've been up to
goodness.
The Traverse City area.
I've
lived all
this
over the state.
This blows my mind.
Okay.
Have you gone down 96 west towards Brighton?
Yes.
Big sign. Like, there's a sign Bronner's. On the right of the highway says Bronner's. Been there since I was a kid.
It's okay. Open almost every single day of the year.
Okay.
What is Bronner's? I am.
Go check it out.
I was speechless with the Javi Baez base running errors. Now I am speechless, and this is certainly strike one. You don't know what is Bronner's. Like, we might need that as a drop.
Christmas Emporium.
It's a Christmas Emporium.
Ticket text can be the judge if it's a strike. I'll appeal down to first base.
Oh, yes, please. Ticket text 248-539-9797.
You don't think that's going to help me out, do you?
No.
Yeah. Is this a swing and miss? This is not even a foul ball. This is a swing and miss. You are the Spencer Torkelson today. You watched the fastball come right down the heart of the plate, meat ball, and you just looked at it and said, man, I don't want that one.
So
Strike one.
I knew Frankenmuth did a bunch of Christmas stuff.
I
probably have heard of Bronner's. It did not connect right away. I've never been. Judge away. 248-539-97. I don't want to read these ticket tests. If you want to read them, I haven't even looked at them.
I would love to. All right. Well, that one, let's see. You guys need to have a show up in Frankenmuth. Immediately, we do need on site to show Jim Frankenmuth Bronner's. Get you a little, broasted chicken.
A Bronner's remote.
Yes, a Bronner's remote.
Live from Bronner's Christmas Wonderland retail store in Frankenmuth promotes itself as the world's largest Christmas store.
We all know.
What I'm learning
yes,
on the
yes,
air.
Yes, yes, please, yes, yes.
This is for
please
me.
Tell
not
us
for
something
you.
We don't know.
We all know it.
Did anyone do a background check on Jim? Oh. WTF? Get out of the state.
Designed with an Alpine architecture, the building is 7.3 acres in size.
What is Bronner's?
Is this its own city?
What? There's a water park there.
There's a water park in Bronner's.
Well, next to it.
Right next to it, yes. You could stay at the hotel and enjoy the water park as these ticket texts are flooding in. Oh boy, I'm going to assume that these have been pre-screened. So I'm going to go full Ron Burgundy
go
and
for
just
it.
Read.
Just read.
Tell Costa, Gov is cutting him some slack. He's lucky the Bronner's fiasco isn't strike one and two. That's from Chris in Howell. Jim Costa, shake my head. Strike one. That's from Matt in Canton. Not a strike, but an ejection. It's Bronner's. What is? I'm gonna do Jim Costa here. What is Bronner's? I can't believe I when I woke up this morning, I did not think that question would be asked to me from somebody who claims that they grew up in the state of Michigan.
I've lived my entire life here. I went to college here. I worked on the other side of the state post college. I grew up in Livonia. I've lived
more ticket text
only in the state of Michigan.
There's a sign in Florida for Bronner's. People in Florida know our state better than you. I audibly gasped and clutched my pearls when I heard Jim say, "What is Bronner's?" Laura in a truck. Thank you, Laura. You stated that perfectly.
I've had some moments in my career in this business. This is rivaling cell phone numbers being given out.
This is.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
The gasp. Like, it is. It's really like, I cannot believe you said that.
I can see maybe never have been there.
Sure. Okay, I can understand that.
Inside,
yeah, yeah.
But you,
I mean, you don't like kids. I can
just
understand. Maybe you don't like Christmas either.
True.
It's
Christmas. Come on.
It's, but
to not know. Yeah.
That to me, it blows my mind.
I mean, we all have bad takes or we say things and stuff. Like, I, like Frank, the chicken up there, I think it's overrated. I mean, it's been built in.
I'm
trying to help you out here and take some of the tarring. Oh. I think it's just been built so much into something that it's impossible for chicken to taste that good. You know, like steak is one thing, but anyways, I'm trying to take some of the heat here.
The mashed potatoes, everything that goes with it. It's family style. You can eat as much as you want. I might have to step away for a couple of segments before I say something that may cost me my job.
You guys got to go to Bronner's, okay? Like, wait till Christmas. You know, you're more in the mood and stuff.
Isn't that the worst time I would think to go? Everybody's
probably there. It's really busy, but you're already in the
festive.
Christmas spirit.
I should go this weekend. That would be less busy, right?
Yeah, it would be less busy.
How dare we inconvenience?
But you're not in the holiday
spirit.
Well, yes, holiday spirit.
Okay, here's what I think you should do. You and your lovely bride, take a road trip. Take that and make sure you got a full charge. Get all the way up to Bronner's. And I don't know if Bronner's would have a charging station or not, so you might have to make sure that you have enough to get there and back.
That's why he's never been there.
Probably can't make it.
We have multiple cars.
This is my favorite segment we've had on this show yet.
Oh,
from white trash to Bronner's.
I wake up every morning and I root for breaking news, and it never happens until 10:05. The jerseys get leaked. We think we're going to have that opportunity with the Lions, but it comes out during the Carson Anderson show. The uniforms for the Tigers come out. We don't get breaking news. Root for radio. This is breaking news.
So we know that at least somebody with the Lions listens to us the day of interviews that we have with people. If Brad Holmes asks you or says something about Bronner's, it's over.
You know what?
It's
maybe
over.
We
game
should
set match.
I'm contemplating this in my mind. Brad Holmes is coming from LA. Now he's been here 3 years. Do I lead with the question, Mr. Holmes? Have you been or do you know what Bronner's is?
I say no, because you never want to put somebody like that in a bad situation, because they may not be listening. But if they are, I think Brad should say, hey, guys, before we get started, I just want to say I know what Bronner's is.
It'd be incredible. I don't want to waste a question. We only get so many minutes with them. No other reasons. We are way late, and I just want to move on.
We've got the Grand Slam. We'll be back with more of this.
Heather with the news next. There's just simply no time. 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to sit down with you, ask you questions, and find out what works best for you and your situation and your goals. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. They're also deeply connected to the community because they live and they work here. And they know, understand the needs of the community because they volunteer and donate to local causes on a regular basis to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, trust me, the judgment has not stopped in the ticket text. We'll get back to it at 7:35. But we have to get Tether's news in the two grand slam.
Are you sure? Because I'm excited to hear.
I want everybody listening, put a pin in the Jim Costa topic of what is Bronner's. The audible gasp that you heard from Heather and I, and everybody that is listening who just still can't believe it. We will get back to this at 7:35.
All right. I'll wait for it. Shohei Ohtani's former translator and, you know, former BFF pleaded guilty to multiple felony charges, including bank fraud, after admitting to taking nearly $17 million from the superstar, and now faces up to 30 plus years in jail. I was going to say 30 plus decades, but 3+ decades, 30 plus years in prison. So he's also going to be required to pay full restitution to his victims, which includes Ohtani and the IRS, faces up to 5 years of supervised release and a fine of over $1 million.
Wow. Well, he's only one bet away from getting it all back.
That was his mindset the entire time.
I got a six-leg parlay cooked up, baby. I'm back.
Let's go.
Almost there.
He was so close on the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. Diamond Sports Group, the operator of Bally Sports Detroit, is putting all the blame on Comcast Xfinity and is urging now customers to really just, you know, make some phone calls, put the pressure on Xfinity to reverse the course so that we can watch our local sports. Diamond Sports released this like open letter to Comcast subscribers, and they say they're just trying to be honest and transparent. Are you reading those text messages right now, John?
Wait.
Is that why the chuckle's coming from
this
you?
Is appointment listening 7:35. Don't go anywhere. Don't get out of the car. Stay right where you are. Sorry, Heather.
That's okay. It's okay. I'm intrigued. I'd like to know.
I'm excited to talk about something else. What was that news story?
Well, let's talk about this. Police are asking for the public's help finding a man who broke into a Taylor car dealership on Wednesday morning. I don't think he was planning on living there,
no.
But he did break in. Just after midnight, somebody broke into a dealership near Telegraph and Goddard Roads. They didn't say which dealership, but there is a Fox Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram located right there. The suspect... big Nike fan. He was wearing a lot of Nike gear, black pants, a black Nike jacket, Air Jordan Retro 12, cool gray shoes, Nike backpack. They released all his images. So if anybody recognizes the suspect, you should call the Taylor Police Department. There was another bomb threat. We had one at Home Depot earlier this week, and now there was one at a Walmart in Warren.
What?
On Wednesday afternoon, the Walmart near 12 Mile and Van Dyke was
reconsidering that living situation,
evacuated after receiving the threat. A shopper who was in the store says that it was just a frantic situation. There were people running towards the exits, screaming, all sorts of commotion because nobody knew what was going on. Somebody was just saying, everybody evacuate, evacuate quickly. People were just leaving all their items. Some people even paid for the groceries and just
left them
all there. And I guess I get that when there's a situation that's frantic like this, you're going to get out of there. It sounds like everything was handled, but this article just says there was an active investigation. So no word yet on if a bomb was actually found.
Oh, 7:35.
Can't put this off
any
longer.
Don't go anywhere.
We got to do the two grand slam first. All right, people.
We've been giving away a lot of money lately.
Yep.
People have been on fire, so I'm excited for today's game. Our caller is going to have 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions. Every question they answer correctly, they're going to go home with $25. If they don't know one, they can pass. If there's time, we'll get back to it.
Yep.
I'm not going to tell them if they're right or wrong. And if they get all 10 correct, they're going to win $2,000.
John in Troy, you're on 97.1. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
How are you?
Living the dream.
All right.
Ask him what you want to ask him.
Have you been to Bronner's?
Yes, I've been to Bronner's. I have two young kids.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And have you had ornaments made for them?
I sure have.
Mm-hmm.
For 6 years. It'll be 6 years this year. Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we have somebody. Did you audibly gasp when you heard that Jim Costa didn't know where Bronner's was?
He doesn't even know what it was.
Not even surprised a little bit, to be honest.
John, that's mean. That's mean. And here I am rooting for you to win $2,000.
Yes.
Are you?
Well, it's okay, Jim. No problem. Have better tiger steaks, I guess. I don't know.
Have better tiger steaks? It's open season on Costa.
We had the roast at Tom Brady. Apparently, everybody's still in the spirit. John,
goodness gracious.
I hope you don't win any money.
John, you got this.
Yes.
John.
That's fine. No problem.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
The clock will start when Heather reads the first question.
All right, here we go. Who did the Lions play on Thanksgiving last season?
Green Bay.
Who did the Chicago Bears draft with the 9th overall pick?
Rome Odunze.
This golfer is favored to win next week's PGA Championship.
Scotty Scheffler.
This female artist had the 2009 hit Party in the USA.
Miley Cyrus.
This Detroit Tiger wears jersey number 33.
Colt Keith.
Matthew McConaughey won Best Actor for playing Ron Woodruff in this movie.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Who led the NFL in sacks last season?
J.J. Watt.
Flat Rock is located in this Michigan county.
Livingston.
Who is the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Pass.
Who did the Detroit Pistons defeat in their last playoff win?
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Well, oh, you started off,
man,
on a hot streak.
Bowl.
Yep, you had six in a row. So that's $150. Well done, John. And we do appreciate the extra commentary. Is there anything else you'd like to just whisper into Jim Costa's ear?
No, no. It's all in good fun, and I love having him on the morning show, I'll be honest. So it's all in good fun.
All right. Thanks, John.
Well, then, John, I'm happy to announce $150 will be coming your way. And it's not for the nice comments. It's because you earned it. We'll put you on hold. We'll make sure you get that money. The first six up, the first six right.
Yep. And he took some time on some of those, but he did get them right, so it was worth the time spent.
I thought maybe this was going to be it, because he got those six right in a row, and I thought, okay, he's doing this.
I thought, could you imagine? This guy comes in, trash talks me, dunks in my face, and wins $2,000.
Oh, it would have been amazing. So the Packers, obviously the Lions' opponent, last Thanksgiving. Rome Odunze was taken number 9th overall. Scottie Scheffler is the favorite to win the PGA Championship. Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. I think a lot of people knew that one. Mm-hmm. Colton Keith wears number 33. Dallas Buyers Club. When he got Dallas Buyers Club for Matthew McConaughey, I thought, okay, we're rolling right along. Mm-hmm. And then he was so close on who was the sacks leader last year in the NFL. It is not J.J. Watt. He did not play last year. It is his brother, T.J. Watt. He was one letter away.
Flat Rock is located in which county, John?
Wayne.
He said Livingston.
Yep.
Head coach of the Timberwolves, Chris Finch.
Yep.
And the last one, I said to Tom, I go, this is a fair question, but it's a mean question. Yeah. Who did the Pistons defeat in their last playoff win?
Yes.
He said the Cavaliers, who I believe is the last team they faced in the playoffs, but they were swept. So you got to go back, was it 08 or 09, right in that time? And it was the Boston Celtics.
Yes. So we won $150.
Oh, sorry. The Bucks are the team that last swept the Pistons. They were also swept by the Cavaliers in that time as well.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Long,
many moons ago.
Yeah. Can't put this off anymore. So there are so many ticket techs. By the way, this is a rare day. I do not have access to the ticket techs. I can't read any of them live during the show. So all of them, I will be completely in the dark on. But people's reactions to me, genuinely, guys, not knowing what Bronner's was. Listen, if I'm going to apologize for anything today, it's not going to be what I said about Valeni yesterday. It might be this Bronner's take. You guys are making sure to let me know about it. Two Grand Slams is brought to you by Genesis Credit Union. We'll get to it next. It's 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case can take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham & Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. Abraham & Rose are going to be in your corner. And whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you will need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax organization with a random individual that you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Okay, this is getting ridiculous. Tom walked in with what can only be described as a novel's worth of ticket text.
We got myself a book here, so we buckle up because that happened at about 7 well, I don't know. 08 ish. May 9.
You can use
2024.
Rewind.
All right. So, having said that, insert drop. Let's go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Insert chair drop.
I mean, this might be a joke of a baseball town, but
speaking of Mike,
the joke of a Christmas store.
Mike is going to rip Costa for another hour today. Can't wait. Hey, Jim, have you heard of the Great Lakes?
Oh, come on.
Asking for a
friend.
Seriously,
people.
Can you name him?
Yes.
This is going to be amazing. Jim and Mark Ryan should go on a date to Bronner's this weekend. Can I get an amen?
I don't have all the drops on the same page.
All right, here's some fighting words. Never went to Bronner's growing up. Only went a year or two ago. Chicken was mediocre, overrated. That's from Tim in Detroit. That's like I said, that's fighting words. Morning, guys. Cookies can get a kitty cat Christmas ornament bulb and have his cat's name personally scribed on it in the back by one of the workers. That's from Dave at work. Yeah. My 9-year-old daughter just said, "What? How is that possible?" That's from Brandon and TC. Thank you for listening up north. Frankenmuth Brewery, great beer, great fruit. That's from Mike. Even Gronk knows about Bronner's. Taking the wife this weekend to Bronner's for Mother's Day. If I see Costa, I may punch him in the throat for that comment. That's from David in New Baltimore.
Do I have to go like today, this weekend?
I'm pretty sure that Bronner's even has a catio. That's from Dominic. There is a charging station across from Zender's. All right, so you're all taken care of. Curious if Cookies knows what the state bird is.
Robin?
Yes, well done.
If I got that wrong.
Yeah, so this Cookies just Javi Baez'd the state of Michigan test. Air ball at the free throw line by Cookies for shame. That's from Scott and Clausen. Oh, boy.
That's a shooting at the wrong basket.
Yes. Jim Marshall run into the wrong end zone.
Orlovsky?
Jim probably pronounces the C in Mackinac.
Oh, stop it, people. I've lived here my entire life, 31 years.
Have you?
Really? For a guy that's never left the borders of the state of Michigan, boy, there was one here that I'm trying to figure out where it was. Anyway, there's so many of them. And Costa swings at a slider 2.5 feet outside the strike zone, and he had a little leak bad. I don't know. That's from Neil Carlin. Yeah. There's one that there's literally so many. I'm trying to find the one that I'll find it anyway. It may come back later in the show. What is Bronner's signed Lloyd Christmas?
Do you know a Mr. Daughtry from school?
I feel like I'm being like set up here.
Somebody said that one of your teachers is appalled by this. A Mr. Daughtry. Maybe they made it up.
Maybe. I don't.
I mean, maybe you did and you just don't remember.
Oh, no. Now I'm putting this poor man down. I don't know.
The new guy, Mark Ryan, has been to Bronner's and he's only been here 3 weeks. Cookies, what's Bronner's? Scott in Waterford.
So fitting for Bronner's and Christmas. I mean, it just all just ties together.
Oh, my goodness. There's so many.
Are there the people calling out my parents, too? Because Tom walked in and goes, this is actually a failing of your family.
It very well could be. I mean, here's one Helen Keller knew about Bronner's.
Honestly, I do think your parents deserve some blame here. I mean, this is, look, I don't know if everybody's had to have gone to the store, but you need to know what the store is. I don't know. How can you miss all the billboards? And I think, did you ever leave the house growing up? Did they take you around the state? Yep. Did you look at the billboards?
Here is the ticket text I was looking for, and you asked the perfect question. There are many billboards. I'll ask this question before I get to this text. Do you know what Tony's is?
Oh.
No.
Oh, boy.
Heather?
Oh, heck yes, I know what Tony's is.
And
the
you don't
best
eat meat,
hangover
right?
breakfast location ever.
Take a trip up north. Where's this at?
That's like a 2-pound sandwich, right?
It's the best place to go when you have a hangover.
Have you ever been to the outlets at Birch Run?
Yes.
Okay. Then you drove right by Tony's.
Okay.
It is almost the first thing. There's now a B-Dubs there, and right next to it is Tony's, which I think Heather nailed it in regards to it may be the best hangover breakfast possible. You order breakfast and a feast arrives. You order a side of bacon and it's a mounded plate of bacon. It's unbelievable. You've got to, we need, 248-539-9797. Things in the state of Michigan that Jim Costa should know about because he's new. New to the state of Michigan, new to the show. But getting back to Gubb's question about how do you not see the billboards? Here's a ticket text that addresses it. Another example of today's youth walking around with their heads up their asses and not thinking about anything but themselves.
Boy, I'm giving that crowd ammunition today. I'm not going to like whine about being taken out of context like Mike did yesterday. Because I said... but I know Frankenmuth has like the big Christmas thing, and I'm sure I've heard Bronner's.
You keep digging the hole. But we were the big Christmas thing.
But I didn't connect the dots. I didn't connect the dots.
When I heard
the birth
Jim say this
of our Lord Jesus Christ, that Christmas thing.
When I heard Jim say this, I thought he meant in the context of why would Bronner's be the place where I would want to live.
Yeah, so the story, there's a woman, I can't
not,
believe.
I don't back, know this place.
Yeah, the let's steps get back to get the here, origin story.
Yeah, the steps to get here, and then we'll move on. There's a woman in Midland, which is closer to Bronner's than we are. A woman in Midland was living in a grocery store for a year. It was a family fair. We asked the store that you'd want to live in.
That Christmas thing.
Someone brought up Bronner's. I said... And this hilarity has ensued. Real quick, Heather, you said Walmart Supercenter.
I did. I would choose to live in a Walmart.
Which was surprising for a variety of reasons. John said...
I said originally Cabela's.
Did you go with the Bass Pro Shop Pyramid? What's the other one?
The other one, we have more ticket texts. Please keep them coming.
Oh, no.
I would say Plums. Because, first of all... They sell my favorite bacon, the Neiman Ranch bacon. They have just had it last night. It is unbelievable. Thank you, Stoney. They've got a great meat counter, fresh seafood, hot bar, and they also sell See's candy. So you have everything from, they do have a salad bar, but I'm not going to waste my time there. The fresh meat counter, fresh fish, fresh produce. They got a great wine and...
Where are you sleeping?
At that point, I don't care. Sleep on the floor. Yeah, give me a pillow. I'll use a bag of rice. It doesn't matter. It would be, to me, the most perfect place to be because they have everything. I would literally, after a year, if you're saying you need to live in this store for a year, I would throw out the whole ideal you, throw out all the stuff. I am eating all real Whole Foods every single day, all day long. I'd be probably 100 pounds heavier.
My answer was Costco, and I put a lot of thought into this, and we got derailed. We didn't even get to get into this, but I looked at it for a variety of reasons. Costco has all that you could possibly need. It's a giant warehouse, right? So it's got food, it's got clothes, it's got bedding, it's got furniture. It also opens at 10, so to avoid detection, you actually have more hours, because again, there'd be anxiety, you're going to get caught. Costco doesn't open until 10 a.m., so Costco is the right answer.
All right. Now, I know when we refer to your school, we hear a drop every time. So please hold that. There we go. I'm going to end with this. I got a couple more before we go to break. My Jewish best friend has been to Bronner's. And it's not me saying Stoney. But I will say that it's official. Costa is not from our fine state. If you don't know Bronner's or Tony's, you aren't from here. Have you heard of Traverse City?
Yes.
Asked
the cherries.
Derek
yes.
in Brighton.
Come on,
yes.
guys.
Pete from Plymouth. What's Bronner's is the new top seed in the Stoney and Wojo drop tournament. And then finally, this is a full display of a Central Michigan education. Go Broncos, Sean and McComb.
No, you don't play it for that. 248-539-9797. I really would like to move on. Don't call in about this and text about this anymore. We have a show to do. Dear John at 835, the general manager of the Detroit Lions, Brad Holmes at 902. There is one big question for the Lions offseason still unaddressed. We'll talk about that next. 97.1.
You want a beautiful lawn? Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service is the company that can provide that to you. Get green, stay green with Natural Way. The number to give them, to reach them, 888-GET-GREEN or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Warm weather's here. Grass is growing. So are the weeds, dandelions. You want to make sure you get it before they go to seed because they're gonna rob your lawn of water and nutrients. Crabgrass, it's not too late. You got to treat it now. So make sure you do it. And here's the thing about Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. They're not going to treat for one thing and then tell you midsummer or in August, you got another problem. Here's what we think we ought to do. No, they're just going to fix it. That's the best thing about it is they don't bother you. They just fix the problem. And you walk out in the morning, you got a beautiful lawn that you get a chance to look at all summer long. It's a locally owned company for over three decades. Michigan owned, Michigan employees, Michigan families. Keep your money here in Michigan. They're also involved in a ton of local charities, so they're involved in the community. For a limited time right now, you can get a full-on program. You're going to get free grub control along with it, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket. That number again, 888-GET-GREEN. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We got one more text, and then we will move on. We'll probably revisit this at some point in the next 2 hours on the show, but Jim Costa graced us with the Root for Radio comment of what is Bronner's. And the final ticket text, I call BS. No way Jim can name all of the Great Lakes. The listeners want no demand proof. Jim, can you name all of the Great Lakes?
Superior, Huron, Michigan, Erie, Ontario.
Well done. Well done. You passed.
I feel like I'm in a weird spot where I have to like defend my resume. I've lived here 31 years.
You put yourself in that 31 years. Okay.
I said admittedly a dumb thing. Admittedly, very dumb. Mm-hmm. And I'd just like to move on. Okay. I know you're not going to let me.
Well,
I know the audience.
No.
I'm sure Doug and Gator and Crosstalk. Tom has even put the bug. Maybe Brad Holmes is going to drop. Oh, what do you don't know, Bronner's?
Yeah.
We'll talk to the Lions GM at 9 o'clock.
This will live for a while.
I figure it will.
For a while.
Dear John at 8:35, I want to get my bearings right, and what better conversation to do that than a Jared Goff conversation? Okay, we are going to ask Holmes about it. I don't know how forthcoming he's going to be, but this has become maybe the biggest offseason question left for the Detroit Lions, right? It was free agent targets and draft picks, and what are you going to do? And the biggest question now after St. Brown extension and Penei Sewell extension, what about Goff? And Adam Schefter had the report that they weren't close. And nothing is imminent. John, what if the Lions don't extend Goff this offseason? Would it be a mistake? How would you feel about it?
I do think it would be a mistake. And I'd be nervous about the future of this team in terms of what happens next. Is it going to cost them so much more when they finally do get it? Because I think Goff is going to have another good year. And are we looking at it as if he's healthy for another 17 games? This is going to cost you more. Just like I wanted this done last year. It's going to cost you more this year than it did last year. It'll cost you more next year than it will this year. The price tag is only going to go up because the market continues to get reset. Now they're talking about Jordan Love. I don't know if you saw this story. Mm-hmm. There was a story that he might be the highest paid NFL player in history just because he's the next quarterback to need a contract done. Do I think he deserves it? Is he on Patrick Mahomes' level? No. Is he even on the level of a Justin Herbert who has not won a playoff game? No. But the numbers are going to continue to go up, and the question mark is always going to be, why isn't it getting done? The questions will only continue to grow. The Hendon Hooker calls, comments will always continue to grow. This is a chance to put it to bed. I think it will get done. But the question isn't, do you think it'll get done? When will it get done? The question was, what if it's not done before the beginning of training camp?
Yeah, how would you feel? 248-539-9797. Your point is the longer you wait, the more it's going to cost. And you are 100% right. The next guy up gets paid the next most amount of money. This is not anecdotal. This is year over year over year. The market resets. I was hesitant to pay Jared Goff until last season.
And you could call me late to the party. That's fine. I needed to see it in the playoffs. And I saw it in the playoffs. I saw him hit big throws, ice the first playoff win in Ford Field's history, deliver big-time throws against Tampa to deliver a second playoff win in the same season. I mean, imagine, right? And while I do think he benefits from a great offensive line, a really nice run game, Ben Johnson as his play caller, he's going to have all those things again next year. And he will probably replicate what he did. And the market is only going to go up. So after seeing what he did this year, I'm comfortable paying him. If they don't, would it be a mistake? Well, I think that depends. Because if you trust Brad Holmes, if he doesn't sign Jared Goff this offseason, the reason would likely be he doesn't think Goff is a franchise guy. Right? And he wants to see what Hendon Hooker offers.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess I wouldn't fault him if he felt that way. If he said, hey guys, you know, Goff's not the most mobile. He doesn't operate in the pocket great. He can't ad lib when a play breaks down. He's a guy, but he's not a special guy. We're going to see if Hendon Hooker can be. We'll kick the can one more year. We'll pay even more on the certainty tax. But I want to at least evaluate this guy I took in the third round. That would be the rationale if they don't extend Goff, right? The Hendon Hooker question is one that he wants answered.
Well, and I mean, obviously Gator thought Hendon Hooker 2 years ago in his last year at Tennessee was the best quarterback in college football. Now, we didn't have any of those debates because of the ACL injury. He ended up falling to the third round and the Lions took him. Was he best available? Like, these are all questions because of what Brad Holmes has said and how he has acted over the course now of three drafts of looking at it going, what is it that this team is building towards? And if it's building towards being a sustainable, good franchise, repeated trips to the playoffs, to the NFC Championship game, two Super Bowls and winning Super Bowls, you have a quarterback on your roster right now that has been to a Super Bowl, that took this franchise further than it's been in three decades, to the NFC Championship game, and it was literally 30 minutes away, and he put the ball in the hands of an individual that could have taken this team actually to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and again, it's criticism of Goff was he's along for the ride. I can't say that after watching those playoff games.
Right.
He made throws fourth down in the red zone, fourth quarter to St. Brown when the run game really wasn't going. He wasn't along for the ride. He was a driving force in them winning two playoff games. And it's not his fault they didn't go to the Super Bowl. I know there's some throws you can look back and say, could he have made, should he have made. They lost that game. Problems 1, 2, and 3 were not Jared Goff. So do I want him to get paid this offseason? Yes. Yes. I've been dragged into the light. I want him to get paid. If he wasn't paid, though, I don't know that I'd be upset. I don't know that it's a mistake because I think the only way to answer that would be seeing what you have in Hendon Hooker at that point. And you still could extend Jared Goff the following year.
Yes, you could extend
him. I don't think inherently it's a mistake if they don't pay him.
No, but it throws into question if it doesn't happen this year and he goes into what, quote-unquote, the free agent offseason.
Well, you could tag
him. Yes, but it's the free agent offseason. You could tag him, and then it makes it even more complicated to figure out what you're going to do at that quarterback position. And then it also complicates what are you going to do in free agency? What are you going to do in the draft? It complicates every question in the offseason because of the unsettled nature of the most important player on your roster, and that's the quarterback.
248-539-9797 has not gotten done. Doesn't mean it won't get done, but the fact that both sides, last we checked, were far apart, nothing imminent, it remains the last big question of the Lions offseason. How would you feel if they do not extend Jared Goff? It's 97.1.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.